We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, and Bill Kerr in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Ah, dear, oh, dear. It's good to be alive. 6 o'clock in the morning and all's well. Ah, smell that air. I'm not used to it yet. It must be good, though. Just do the old exercises. Touch the toes. Up, down, up, down. Down the sides of the leg now. Up, over, down. Up, over, down. Up, over, down. Get the hand down by the calf of the leg. Up, over, down. Now, chest expansion. Shoulders back. Get the blades touching at the back. That's it. Now, arms out, stretch. Round in, out. Round in, out. Round in, out. Finish up with some press-ups. Up, down. Up, down. Three, down. Four, down. Whew, that's hard on us. Oh, well, I think I'll get out of bed now. Oh, my word, that lino isn't half gold. Oh, dear, I'll have to get that carpet mended. It's ridiculous holes, that size. Well, I'd better get those other two lazy so-and-sos out of bed. Bill, come on, 6 o'clock, rise and shine. Come on, get out of bed. Now, come on, get up. Look at him, not a movement. What a terrible sight to come across first thing in the morning. How can anybody sleep like that? 2 feet and an ear hole poking out. Oi, wake up. Completely oblivious. I wish I could sleep like that. He's the only man I've ever met where rigor mortis sets in the minute he closes his eyes. I know what I'll do. I'll roll the newspaper up into a funnel. I'll place the pointed end in his ear. Now, where's the water jug?
Help! Take to the boats! I'm drowning!
His other ear's wet. It's gone straight through. No. It must have gone round the back.
Why did you have to go and do a thing like that for?
Well, get up, you lazy oaf. I've been calling you for 5 minutes. Now, come on, get out of bed. It's picnic day. I want to get an early start before the roads get crowded.
Oh, I don't want to go on a picnic. You go. I'll go back to sleep.
You will not. Now, come on, get up. There's a lot to be done. What's the matter with you?
I'm tired.
Well, you should go to bed early like Sid and I did.
You wouldn't let me. You made me stay up all night cutting sandwiches.
All night? How many did you cut?
Oh, let's see. About 140.
140? This is a picnic, not a safari. Who's going to eat 140 jam sandwiches? I suppose they're plum.
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. I hate plum. I always have done. I've always hated plum. And we've got 140 of them. 140 plum jam sandwiches. Fine picnic this is going to be. What can you do with 140 plum jam sandwiches? Oh, we'll just have to call in at the railway station buffet, see if they got any swaps. I know the girl behind the counter. She'll be all right for some meatloaf and a few slabs of that plastic cheese. Well, come on, don't sit there swinging your pyjama cord. Get up.
But I didn't get to bed till 5 o'clock.
Now, get up and go down and wash the lettuces and get the grit out of them. Do 8 gritty lettuce. And go and wake Sid up. Plum. 140 of them. Plum mad, he is. Sid! Oh, it's hopeless. I know. Wake up, Sid, boy. We're breaking up.
All ready? Got the rope? Hey. Oh, it's you. Oh, I wish you wouldn't play about like that.
What's the time? 6:10. Come on, we want to be out by 7:30.
Oh, of course, a picnic. What's the weather like?
Marvellous. Not a cloud in the sky. Get the old sunroof open in the car, it'll be glorious.
It's always open. Trying to keep the thing on, that's the trouble. Where's Bill?
He's in the kitchen washing the lettuce. Did you know what he's done?
What?
He's cut 140 plum jam sandwiches.
Oh, God, blimey. I'm not going.
It doesn't matter, we can swap them at the railway station.
They're not much better. As soon as she takes the glass dome off those things, they start crumbling.
Oh, well, never mind. What are you going to wear?
Oh, I don't know. Sweater, cycling shorts, my Italian sandals, I reckon.
Shorts, eh?
Mm.
You're going to flash the legs, eh? Do you think that's wise?
Well, why not? We've got the three birds coming, haven't we?
That's what I mean. We don't want to put them on their guard straight away, do we?
Well, I haven't got anything else.
Yes, you have. You've got a big wardrobe in there. What about that pair of policeman's trousers you had dyed? Always liked you in those, yes. I'll take the toothbrush round your white plimsolls while you get washed, eh?
All right, then.
Do you reckon those girls will turn up?
Of course they will. Blimey, you only met them last night. Look how keen they were. It's the best night I've had at the Palais for a long time, that was. Ooh, it wasn't half crowded on the dance floor, was it?
Hmm. Yes, very comfortable.
How old do you reckon they are?
Well, it's difficult to tell, really. It was a bit dark, wasn't it? They only had the crystal ball going round, didn't they? I should reckon they were anything between, what, 17 and 45?
I liked Ethel.
Did you? I'm surprised. I rather preferred your one. What was her name?
Hermione.
Yes, very smartly done up, you know. Oh, yes, that blue hair. It's very fashionable. All the ladies in the West End have it. It costs money to have hair that colour.
Yeah, well, they run good money, these girls at the tanning factory. So, you preferred Hermione, eh?
Certainly, certainly.
All right, then we'll have a change round. You take Hermione, I'll take Ethel.
What about Billy? He hasn't seen him yet. He doesn't know anything about it. He left before we picked him up, you remember?
Oh, yes. Well, the girls are bringing along one of their mates for them.
Did we see her?
Yeah, she was slumped across the bar, remember?
Oh, I know, the little one who was sponging the stout off her dress.
That's it, the one with the ears.
Oh, dear, how very unfortunate. Still, old Bill's nothing to write home about, is he? It's a pity, though, because she's going to spoil it. I hope they wear those stockings again with the black diamonds up the legs. They're marvellous. Yes, I think we can look forward to a very enjoyable day.
Tom!
Yes?
I've finished washing the lettuce. What shall I do now?
Turn the tap off.
Yeah?
Take it out the sink.
Yeah?
And put it in the spin dryer. Give it about 3 minutes, same as you do when you scramble the eggs.
Right.
Oh, by the way, tear a bit of newspaper off, wrap some salt in it and put it in your pocket. Oh, and take the shells off the eggs.
Right.
Better go down and give him a hand or we never get out. Shouldn't take long. I made the potato salad last night. I boiled them and wrapped them in a bit of lettuce. Is that right?
Sounds all right. Can I borrow your talcum?
It's all gone. I used it last night when we mended the puncture on the car. Well, there might still be some on the garage floor if you'd like to get a brush and pan out.
Thank you. I don't want any bits of nails and sawdust on my stubble.
Oh, good morning, Sid.
Plum jam sandwiches.
How are you getting on?
Nearly finished.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Now, what's the matter?
When I said take the shells off the eggs, I meant the ones we boiled. Look at all that mess on the floor.
Well, I didn't know which ones were which. They all look the same. What shall I do now?
Nothing. Go out and sit in the car and don't play with the steering wheel. You better hurry up. We've got to pick the girls up soon.
Girls? What girls? You didn't tell me there were girls coming.
Oh, that's livened you up a bit, isn't it?
Well, what are they like?
Well, ours are all right. Well, yours isn't bad, really, if you like ugly women.
Oh, it's not fair. I always get the ugly ones.
You're lucky to get one at all. And since when do you start being fussy?
I prefer to choose my own girls, thank you.
Now, don't you be unpleasant to her. If she gets annoyed at you, she'll tell the others, and then we've all had it. Got too much money invested in this to take any chances. By the time the day's out, what with the petrol, this little jaunt is going to set me back the best part of 30 bob. It's a good job that car does 65 to the gallon.
Oh, I'm ready. How do I look?
Very nice. I'm not sure about the Royal Artillery tie.
What's the matter with it?
I just happen to prefer braces to keep the trousers up. Apart from that, I think you'll be a knockout. Right then. Tactics. When we get to the Bluebell Woods, after we've had the grub, we've got to try and separate them, right?
Right.
Right, right.
Now, they probably won't be keen on this at first. Girls never like separating, so we have to use our loads. I've always found the best gambit is to play hide and seek.
Oh, do me.
All right, wait a minute. The object of my game is all hide and no seek. So if all goes according to plan, at 10 o'clock I'll blow the hooter of the car and you all make your way back, right?
Right. Right.
Dead clever.
Right, gentlemen, synchronize your watches and here's a compass each. We're meeting the enemy outside the town hall at 8 o'clock. Oh, and by the way, Bill.
Yeah?
Just for safety's sake, in case we don't want to see him anymore after this, I'm Harry, Sid is Herbert, and you are Clarence. Right, gentlemen, let battle commence. She's running well today, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she's moving. It's something, I suppose.
What's that?
Mudguard fell off.
Back or front?
Both of them. With a running board, shall we stop and pick it up?
No, no, we can't. We're late. Besides, we never use it. We can't get out that side anyway.
Hey, look, look. On the steps outside the town hall. There they are, all three of them.
Oh, yes. Yes. So that's what they look like in daylight.
Yeah.
Let's turn around and go home.
Can't, we can't. They've seen us. They'll be all right once we've had a few drinks inside us.
Which one's mine?
The ugly one.
They're all ugly.
Well, yours is the ugliest. Now, shut up.
Oh, I want to go home.
You stay where you are. They're probably very nice girls.
They'd need to be with faces like that.
Don't be so rude. Try and behave like a gentleman for once and pull into the curb. Hello there. So glad to see you. Lovely day for the pickers, what?
You're late.
Yes. Well, we were unavoidably today, and my stockbroker's on the phone about my takeover bid for Rolls-Royce. Well, shall we get on the way?
What's this, then?
What's what?
This heap of old rubbish.
The car.
Oh, I'm not getting in that thing. You said last night you had a new one.
Well, it was once.
Yes, but blimey, there's only half of it there.
Look, dear, this is a very expensive vintage car. Gents like us always drive cars like this. If you want a fresh American one, you better go somewhere else.
What do you reckon, Hermione?
Well, it's a bit late to make other arrangements now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're back to loser here.
Are you coming or not?
We'll ask our friend. What do you think, Dolores?
I don't fancy it myself.
Well, I'm not coming if Dolores don't.
Well, I'm not coming on my own.
It's a good start, isn't it?
Well, that's it, then. We're not coming.
You've got to come, Stone. We've got 140 plum jam sandwiches. Stacked in the boot. What's the matter with you?
Well, there's no need to adopt that tone of voice.
Oh, of course. I beg your pardon. I forgot me breathing for a moment. Just that you promised to come last night, and, well, we've lashed out a fair amount of loot to entertain you good ladies.
Oh, well, we don't like to let people down. What do you think, Herm?
Well, it is a nice day, and we haven't got much else to do, have we?
No. What about you, Dolores?
I don't mind if you two want to go. I'll come along for the ride.
Oh, well, it's all settled then. Come on, jump in.
Yeah, before we go, no funny business.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't think I want to go now.
And we want to be home by 9 o'clock.
And of course you will be. Have no fear on that score, dear ladies. I give you my word as an officer and a gentleman. Now, jump in. It'll be a lovely day out in the country. I'm sure you'll enjoy yourselves. By the way, introductions, you know I'm Harry. This is Herbert here.
Hello.
And this is our friend you haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, Clarence.
Hello, everybody.
This is Hermione and Ethel, and I don't believe any of us had the pleasure of meeting the other young lady. Dolores, is it not?
That's right.
Dolores Clarence.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Likewise.
Hello, Dolores.
Hello, Herbert.
Well, now the ice has been broken and all the formalities have been taken care of. We all know each other, all nice and friendly, so to speak. I suggest we all set off into the country and commune with Mother Nature.
What do you mean?
Well, Nothing, dear. Stone me, this one's going to be a hard nut to crack. All aboard, then.
Where are we all going to sit?
Well, now, Bill, Clarence is driving. I suggest Dolores sits next to him and Herbert next to her and me, Hermione and Ethel in the back.
You've done all right for yourself, haven't you?
It's my car.
Hey, what do you reckon?
Well, they're not so bad after all, are they? I mean, we've known worse.
Yeah, I reckon if we play our cards right...
Quiet.
What are you two whispering about?
We're discussing the route. Clarence.
Clarence. Oh, yeah, that's me. Yes?
Yes, I think we'll head for Cobham and get on the A3. Okay, let her rip. Do you like going fast, girls?
Oh, yes.
Hard luck. Don't they keep on? Don't think they've stopped moaning once since we've left. Not far, my little pigeon. My goodness, look at that countryside stretched out before us.
Seen it.
You haven't seen that bit.
Oh, it isn't half cranked at the back here. Can't he move the seat forward?
No, he can't.
Why can't he?
Because his feet will be in the fan belt if he does.
I'm hungry.
Oh, she's off now. We're nearly there. We'll get the food out in a minute.
We've been driving for hours.
Look, it only seems a long time.
Well, we've passed lots of open country. Why can't we stop there?
Because we're not looking for open country.
Shh. Oh, look.
What?
Two big wooden men carrying a ladder across a field.
Little things please little minds.
And bigger fools look on there.
Now, Herbert, don't let's degenerate. Keep above it all.
I wonder what Frank and Joe are doing.
Well, that's a nerve, isn't it? You're out with us. Never mind about Frank and Joe. The girls of today, honestly. Do you mind, dear? Throw your dog ends out the window. Don't tread them out on the carpet.
Do you call this a carpet? My dog sleeps on better stuff than this.
You don't like me, do you? Or my car?
Not particularly.
I see. Well, as long as I know where I stand, if you fancy my friend, we'll have a change round.
I don't fancy any of you much.
Quite frankly, I'm at a loss to understand why you came at all.
Well, if you must know, Mr. Clever Dick, it was to teach Frank and Joe a lesson. They've gone to Southend on the boat, and we're not going to let them think they're indispensable. We're using you.
Hell, there's nothing like being honest, is there? When I think of all the bread this lot's cost us. You're very ungrateful, madam.
Oh, stop quarrelling, you two. We're here now, so we may as well make the best of it.
Here. Good girl, Ethel, that's the spirit.
Said you could put your arm round my shoulder.
Oh, damn, it was just resting on the top of the seat. Clarence, stop the car at the next station. I'm getting out there.
No. Herbert, if you go home, that's no good. We might as well all go home.
That's an idea.
No. Look, let's start again. It's the drive. Our nerves are getting frayed. We've been in the car too long. We're nearly there. Let's all be friends. Come on, little fingers. That's better. Ah, here we are, Clarence. Turn right here. That's it. Just round the corner. A running stream, a mill pond, leafy willow trees, lush green grass, secluded glens, clusters of bluebells in the thicket of the woodland, a paradise cut off from the rest of the milling throng.
I don't like the sound of it.
You haven't seen it yet. I've set up for 3 hours with a survey map choosing this spot. A sort of scene exiles weep over this is. Here you, Clarence, pull in over there.
Shall I leave the car on the road?
No, take it right through under the trees in the field. We don't want anybody to know we're here.
Why?
Where do you usually go for picnics? Wembley Stadium? Right, this will do. Stop here. That's it.
Right, let's play hide and seek.
Not yet. Hang on a minute, we haven't had the plum sandwiches yet. Oh, what a lovely view. Dead tranquil, this is. Look at that scenery. Doesn't it make one feel at peace?
Yeah. Where's the boozer?
There isn't a boozer. I deliberately chose a place completely devoid of boozers.
Where are we going to get a drink then?
The stream, the crystal clear stream.
Oh.
Don't you start. You're as bad as they are.
We passed enough boozers on our way down. I'd have got tanked up then if I'd known. What about the birds? They're not going to forget Frank and Joe on 2 glasses of crystal clear stream water.
I know that, which is why I called in at my mother's yesterday afternoon.
Why?
I scrounged a couple of bottles of her potato wine.
Scalp razor, that stuff is. Just leave everything to me.
What are you two whispering about now?
Just discussing the most convenient place to lay the tablecloth.
On the ground.
Of course. Yes. Why didn't I think of that? All right, ladies, be seated. We'll have the feast laid out before you in no time at all. Have another jam sandwich.
No, thanks.
You've only had one. We've got another 120 in the car.
I don't want any more. I thought we'd have chicken and salmon and things like that.
Chicken? At 3 and 6 a wing? You must be mad. Go on, get the plum jam down here. People in Europe would be glad of that.
More lettuce, anyone?
No, thanks.
Hard-boiled eggs?
No, thanks.
Potato salad?
No, thanks.
Everybody finished?
Yes.
Well, what about a game of hide-and-seek?
Not yet, after the wine.
What's this hide-and-seek he keeps talking about?
Nothing, nothing, nothing. Have some wine. Here you are. Hold out your tin mug. There. Yeah, look at that beautiful amber liquid. French, that is, you know. Comes from the best vineyards in Calais, that does.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I like scotch myself.
Oh, we haven't got any. This is better than scotch. You don't really get the benefit of the bouquet till you've had about 3 mugfuls. Drain that one. Go on, down that. There's plenty more.
Well, come on then. Fill it up. No short measures.
By all means.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Go easy. What about my bird? Here you are. Pull a cork out with your teeth.
Aren't you men drinking?
No. Tis but a small sacrifice for such charming company.
Ooh, blimey, get him.
3 ripe charmers we've got here. I'll stick to Bohemians in future. They're much more understanding. Half a page of Bertrand Russell and they're putty in me hands.
Oh, come on, girls. Drink up.
It's all gone. What do we do now, then?
Well, let me think now. What could we do? Well, what would be amusing for you? I see that. I've just thought of something. Do you know how to play hide-and-seek?
Yes, but we're not splitting up.
That's it, then fold the tablecloth up, all back in the car, all go home.
But we've only just got here. It's only 2:00.
Well, I've had enough. Never spent such a miserable day in my life. What's the matter with you girls? You were quite keen in the Palais last night.
You're a bit touchy, aren't you?
I'm sensitive, madam. You can't ride roughshod over people like me. 500 years of breeding have gone into me. Like a sensitive racehorse, a violin string.
Yeah, you've upset him now. Look at his nostrils flaring.
Just because we said we didn't want to play hide and seek?
Yes.
Well, that's kids' stuff. I'd rather go into the woods and pick bluebells.
Pardon? Pick bluebells?
Yes, I love bluebells. Brightens the old front room up at home.
Oh, they do, they do. I never thought of the bluebells. It's much too corny.
Mum asked me to bring her a bunch back, any rate.
And we wouldn't like to disappoint your dear white-headed old mother. What a lovely girl you are. I take back any uncharitable comments I may have made in the heat of the moment. I've never had the pleasure of such delightful and charming company in the whole of my natural. Well, then, to the bluebells. How shall we do it? Spread out a bit, I reckon. What? 10 acres to each couple?
Oh, no, we don't want to separate.
You don't?
No.
Oh. Hmm.
Well, you see, the only trouble is the bluebells are very scarce round here. We stand a much better chance of finding them if we spread out a bit.
Oh, definitely. He knows what he's talking about. A great bluebell man is Herbert. International authority on bluebells, aren't you, Herbert boy?
Certainly.
Yes, whatever else he may be, he knows his bluebells.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll all spread out in pairs, and when one pair finds any, they yell out and we all come running. Right? Cheerio, see you at 10:00.
Wait a minute. Why do we have to go in pairs?
Protection, my dear. We couldn't let you wander through the woods on your own. It's dangerous, notorious bandit country, this part of Surrey. Come on, my dear. The bluebells are waiting. Don't forget, lads, listen for the 10:00 hooter. Oh, you lovely creature. You primitive product of nature. Sit in there with your bare feet stuck in a rabbit hole. Oh, if only I were a painter, I would immortalize this moment for the whole world.
What about the bluebells?
Never mind about the bluebells. This moment is ours. From the moment I saw you last night at the Palais, I've thought of nothing else but you. How my heart cried out for you in the spot waltz.
How desperately unlucky you were. Not to be the first one up to the bandstand with the gentleman's left boot. And then I didn't sleep a wink last night, thinking of today when I'd see you again. Don't torture me anymore. Look at me. Look into me eyes. What can you see?
See myself in them two little black bits.
Just one kiss, one fleeting kiss. Just one intoxicating touch of your lips, and I will be your slave forever. Oh, my little wood pigeon, my Aphrodite.
I wonder how the others are getting on.
Better than I am, I hope. Pay attention. Look at me. Can't you feel the magnetism that draws us inescapably together? A voice within you that cries out to be heard. A voice of womanhood saying, now, now, now.
Yes, I can. Yes, yes.
At last, on the home stretch. Oh, Hermione, Hermione. It is Hermione, isn't it?
Yes.
Good luck. Oh, Hermione, Hermione. There's so much unhappiness in the world. So many rules, conventions, so many people to tell us what to do and what not to do. What fools we are to listen, we are free. Rules have no meaning for us.
You're right. You are right.
Of course I'm right. Oh, Hermione.
Over here, boys. Rally, rally, rally. People patrol attention. Right, everybody, we'll camp here.
Oi.
Yes?
Push off.
I beg your pardon. I didn't see you down there.
Your spit's taken. Push off.
I'm sorry, old man. We scouts have rented this area from the farmer for our jamboree. Unload the cart, boys. Get the tents out. Jenkins and Blower start foraging for wood.
Oh, this is ridiculous. What chance have you got? Come on, you. Get your shoes on.
Aren't you going to help me up?
You've got legs, haven't you? Come on, get your foot out of that rabbit hole. Haven't got all day.
We did have a minute ago.
Well, we haven't now. I'm fed up. We're going home. You think I'm going to sit here kissing you with half a dozen spotty-faced cubs poking their head through the bushes? You've got another thing coming. Come on, stop dragging behind. Pick your feet up.
Oh, Prince Charming.
Oh, what a fiasco. Go on, get in the car. I'll call the others. See, here they come, ploughing the way through the undergrowth.
Well, what's the matter with you? It's not 10 o'clock yet. We've only been gone 5 minutes.
Baden-Powell's mob's arrived. Hundreds of them.
Ah, oh, blimey. I was just getting up to the bit about what fools we are to listen, because rules have no meaning for us.
So was I. Don't they make you sick? Oh, come on, let's get off home. There's not much point in hanging around here. Come on, all in the car, and if one of you women so much as opens your mouth on the way back, out.
You're not in a very good mood, are you?
No, I am not, and let it be a warning. Come on, Clarence, what are you waiting for?
We've got a puncture.
No. That's all I need. Where's the spare wheel?
In Shame High Street. It was on the running board that fell off.
With you lot, we're going to walk to the station and get the train.
Well, good luck to you. We'll see who gets home first. We'll have this mended, and as we roar past you, don't expect us to stop and pick you up. Hurry up and mend the puncture, Bill.
Rotten old car anyway. I'm doing it right,
Jim. Oh, go home. Hope you get blisters. Stupid women, I don't know why we bother with them. I really don't. You're better off on your own. Votes for women, I wouldn't give them a bone to gnaw, some of them. Come on, hurry up with the tire.
We haven't got a puncture outfit.
Oh, no. How are we going to mend it, then? How's that puncture doing?
Fine. It's done the trick. The air's still keeping in.
See, Sid, those plum jam sandwiches came in handy after all.
Give it another 5 miles, we'll slap another one on.
Good idea. We've got another 108 left. They should last till we get home. Go on, Clarence, put your foot down, boy. We'll revolutionise motoring. 55 miles on a plum jam sandwich. Top that. You can't whack it, mate.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Patricia Hayes, Wilfrid Babbage, Anne Lancaster, and Elizabeth Fraser. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wallace Stott. Alan Simpson and Ray Galton wrote the script, and the program, which was recorded, was produced by Tom Ronald.
Ah. And next week, Hancock fancies himself as a bit of a gourmet, so Sid puts him up for an eating competition with an appearance by Warren Mitchell. You can catch Hancock again next Monday at the same time.
This is BBC Radio 4 Extra.
And next in our classic comedy hour, Private Walker's plan with a van backfires.